Lake Effect returns now. I'm Bonnie North. Even people who say they don't like opera often fall in love with La Bohème. The combination of glorious music, a love story, friendship, and the romance of the artistic life in Paris have all combined to make Puccini's masterpiece one of the most beloved operas of all time. It premiered in February of 1896 and has practically never left the stage since then. Milwaukee's Florentine Opera presents its production of La Bohème this Friday and Sunday at the Marcus Center. Alison Cambridge and Noah Stewart sing the roles of lovers Mimi and Rodolfo, respectively, and they join me in the studio now. Welcome both of you to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
And you're here because of La Bohème, and my goodness, it couldn't be a more lovely reason to be in Milwaukee. What a fantastic opera. And I was reminding myself of when it was written before the interview and thinking it's been just over, what, about 110 years, yeah. Right, that it's been in the repertoire. And was it a hit right away?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So from like day one, the first production.
Well, we were talking about, was it Leoncavallo's?
Yeah, there's another version of Bohème written by Leoncavallo, but Mouget, the novel, mm-hmm. it was so popular that people were kind of clamoring over the story. And I think that's one of the reasons why it is so loved, besides the music, but the story is quintessentially so great because it's
simple. It's really simple.
Yeah.
And I feel like so many other operas, the plots are rather contrived and historically based and, oh, the king's niece then was killed by the da-da-da.
And
it's
convoluted.
Very convoluted, yes. Mm-hmm. And Bohème is just so simple. It's a story about friends and lovers and what happens in their relationships together.
Yeah. And one of the things I love about singing the role of Rodolfo, and I've done this role the most when I look back and I think, why am I so associated with this role? And I think it's not only the favorite role of many tenors, like Pavarotti was kind of my idol, but it's based upon the raw, as Alison says, the raw emotions of young people. And I think we all remember, I think, our youth, whether it was a hard time or a good time. It's so fresh in our memories. And it doesn't matter how many times I do this production, I can't help but to be swept away and pulled in by the first bars of the music and the story.
It is truly romantic in the best sense of the mm-hmm. word. You know, not in a sentimental way, but in just true sentiment.
Yes, because you have true love. You have these two people who have probably had, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends before. But between the two of them, between Mimi and Rodolfo, it's like, whoa, okay, this is intense, real deal love. And then the sacrifice that they are willing to make to continue to be together, to try and preserve that love in some way, even though despite all their problems, despite her illness and all this kind of stuff, they really love each other. And then what their friends do to try and help Mimi and to try and help Rodolfo and Mimi somehow maintain their relationship, it's really beautiful.
And it's true. I mean, it's such a true story. I mean, we know, or we've oftentimes been in relationships where we are drawn to a person, you have fights and you go back together. I mean, Mimi and Rodolfo, they break up, they're back together again. The same thing with the other pair of lovers, mm-hmm. Musetta and Marcello. But the wonderful thing, I've been talking about this so much, I don't know if I'm just kind of in my romantic phase of my life, but I've been asking people when they remember falling in love. It's a beautiful thing that this opera has. There's the wonderful moment in Act One when Mimi enters the apartment and Rodolfo sees her and they fall in love. And it's a wonderful thing. And whenever I ask couples, anyone who's together, I say, you know, do you remember the first time you fell in love or the first time you saw your significant other? And their eyes just kind of light up.
Mm-hmm. And everyone, I bet, has that story.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I think so. And I think this is why also people can relate to it at any age and time period because, sure, do I remember my first high school boyfriend, you know, when I was 16? Sure. But I also remember the first time I met my current love and there was that, oh, my, feeling,
yeah.
You know? So it can happen at any time, any age, and everybody can relate to having that, whoa.
That moment of that connection. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's it. And what this opera to me does so beautifully is it marries those feelings so beautifully with the music.
I agree. I mean, Puccini was – I mean, he was the quintessential songwriter of his day. He was kind of like the John Legend, I would say, of or Stevie Wonder or Prince.
He could write a good tune.
Yeah.
Just you heard it once and you went, oh, that's good. That's catchy. And that's, I think, what makes Puccini so great, what makes this opera so great. You hear it one time and you're drawn in and you will be humming that tune when you leave the theater. And that's not necessarily true of all opera. And so that's what's so great about this one.
Because he just marries the poetry. I mean, going back to the comparison between the Leoncavallo, La Bohème, Puccini, I mean, they're both excellent composers, but Puccini was just a master of setting the words to the music perfectly. Mm-hmm. And he was so unique because the music really doesn't repeat. And every character in the story, like Wagner, has a little leitmotif, mm-hmm. which is so interesting. And immediately, it's kind of like when you were little watching cartoons.
Yes.
You know, the little opera cartoons. You immediately knew what character well,
which
was
character coming. What, exactly. And you know, and you know when Mimi is coming. Da, 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 da. You know, oh, that's Mimi's music. Because yeah. you heard it briefly on her first entrance and then her aria in Act 1. And then you hear it again in Act 3 as she's entering the stage. Rodolfo has his theme music. Musetta certainly has hers. And so you know. He helps tell the story with the music. Even if there were no words, you would know. What was going on?
Almost like a movie, wouldn't you say?
Yes, exactly.
It's like there's whenever you ever go to a movie and, you know, it's a touching story, but then you don't know why you're crying. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I never paid any mind to a soundtrack until they started releasing discs with the sound, you know, like the E.T. soundtrack, for instance. And there's so many tracks there. I think, oh, that music is such a big portion of life and emotion.
Yes.
And I think that's a wonderful thing about opera. And this is why I chose opera in this career, because there's something about these melodies that really unlocks this raw emotion from every individual. And that's the beauty of art, because mm-hmm. it's totally individual and so totally subjective. But everyone mm-hmm. leaves the theater feeling different and
yes,
moved.
Absolutely. And what's so interesting about opera in general, and people ask this question, well, don't you get sick of singing the same thing over and over again? And both Noah and I have sung our roles, respective roles, numerous times. But the truth is, no, because you find something new and different that you want to try every time you sing the role. Just from day to day, you yourself can be in a different mood one day and you're like, oh, I'm going to bring out this side of Mimi a little bit more today. Or how I interact with Noah on stage as Rodolfo. If he gives me something, I'm like, oh, well, Mimi would react more this way. Even though I'm singing the same notes on the page, how I do it and how he does it is going to be a little bit different every time. And that's what's so amazing about opera.
I agree. It's exactly – you bring that freshness to it.
Yes.
Because even though – as we were saying, we've all fallen in love at some point. Every time it happens, it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's the same thing, it's still new because the person is new, the situation is new, you're different.
Yeah,
yes.
And you're new.
In terms of preparation, I'm not talking about the performance part of it now, but actually, you know, working on it and thinking about it, how do you go back and reacquaint yourself with the roles? Because you're not learning it from scratch at this point.
Right.
You know the roles. You know the score. What is your approach to refreshing it and finding those new things?
I just sort of go in, honestly, into each new production with a totally open mind. And I think it's very important to get the director's vision, because there are different ways to handle this show. I've ranged from very traditional productions to the way out there, super modernized. And you just have to sort of embrace whatever that director's vision is and then make it your own. The last thing that I did literally, I mean, just 3 weeks before I arrived here, was another production of Bohème. Very different. So yeah, I just try to go in and go with the flow and find my way with this new cast, new director, new maestro, and then hopefully it all gels, you know, by opening night. In terms of actual vocal and musical preparation, you know, our bodies are our instruments. I do not sing Mimi the same way that I sang it when I debuted this role in 2007. I'm a different singer. My instrument is different. So over the years, I've constantly been recalibrating how I sing it. And I think that's an exciting part of the job as well. There are things that when I'm singing in ensembles that I find that I can do with Noah that maybe I couldn't do with a different tenor because our instruments maybe
matched.
They matched up in a different way.
Yeah.
So I think that's really exciting. And that's why I love the rehearsal process so much. I mean, I was sitting in rehearsal the other day just thinking, wow, I have such an awesome job because we're playing here. This is my work. It is my career. But we are playing with this awesome music. I have fantastic colleagues, and we're creating something together. It's a really fun job, and I feel honored, honestly, to be able to do it every day and then bring it to audiences who hopefully will enjoy it.
And I think that's also just the beauty of, again, going back, I think that's the beauty of the story. I mean, it's just such – it's about friends. I mean, the one unique thing about La Boheme as opposed to many operas is that this is almost considered a play. It's really an ensemble piece. Even though there are four main principals and the cast is rather small, it's not about Mimi having her big arias separate from the rest of the cast, for instance. Mm-hmm. It really is an ensemble show from beginning to end where we all are really dependent upon each other in terms of actors interacting with each other and also having the vocal component there too. So in terms of me, I love singing this role because also it just we're actors.
Oh,
and
yes.
And it's all about communication and contact continuously. And that's getting lost in the story. And I think that's the most important part of the craft again. I mean, of course, the music is extremely important. But if as an audience member, if you don't understand what's going on stage between the relationships of the people on stage, you really don't get the story, wouldn't you say?
No, I completely agree. And somebody asked me the other day, well, have you ever seen a bad production of Bohème? I mean, how can you ruin Bohème? Okay, yes, all of the key things are there because Puccini wrote an awesome opera. But just like Noah said, it's about the relationship between these characters. And if you do not have people who are committed actors, singing actors, it doesn't work. Because you need to believe that these two people are in love. You need to believe the tragedy. And yeah, when Mimi is singing her aria or when Rodolfo is singing his aria in Act One, they're in the middle of a conversation. When Mimi is singing Mi chiama no Mimi, or actually he starts first with Che gelida manina. He starts opening up his heart, talking about his life. As the actress, Mimi, I cannot just sit there and be like, getting ready for my aria, which is coming up next. I have to be actively engaged in what he's doing and what he's saying to help make his aria work more. Because he already sings it beautifully. But if Mimi is sitting there checked out and not engaged as an actress, it doesn't work. And then the same goes for when Mimi is singing her aria. He has to be engaged in what I'm singing and talking about to believe that this is a conversation between two young people who just met.
And again, it's about, going back to the question, Bonnie, it's about the layers. And I remember I got the same score that I used for this production. I remember when I was at Juilliard and I purchased my first La Boheme, and I was 17 years old. And I remember my teacher saying, this would be a great role for you, but just remember, take little bits at a time. And because Puccini, I mean, he's one of the greatest, arguably, composers that we've ever had. His music is also very, very complex and difficult to sing. For those who have not heard any Puccini operas, Puccini, quite oftentimes, the voice is doubled by the many instruments in the orchestra. So it's a really thick orchestration. And the challenge that we have as singers is that we're really dealing with young characters, young lovers, essentially mm-hmm. in their teens, but with really heavy orchestration. So the trend could be to hire younger singers to play these younger characters. But the danger is that sometimes they're not really advanced enough to get through these tough, really demanding roles. I mean, some operas can stretch up for 3 hours of really honking singing. So it's really challenging for us singers, as well as actors, just to have the technique there that will last us throughout the evening, but also can convey the drama. And that's why I think opera is quintessentially the top, most special art form, because it combines acting and music and orchestra and sometimes ballet.
And in this production, you get to run the gamut of emotion. You fall in love and you lose everything all in the evening. You get everything.
You do.
And it's a physical show. I mean,
yeah.
Especially for the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm exhausted. People are like, oh, my God, you know, you're in really good shape. What do? I'm like, I'm just rehearsing all day. I'm running around. I'm carrying Allison around, who's not at all heavy by any means. But it's a lot of running around, and it's fun. It's
opera
great.
Opera is weightlifting. I like
right.
it. Well, I cannot wait to see you and hear you in these roles. I'm so looking forward to it. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us.
Thank you for having us. It's been great.
Soprano Allison Cambridge sings the role of Mimi, and tenor Noah Stewart sings Rodolfo in the Florentine Opera's production of La Boheme. It's performed this Friday and Sunday at the Marcus Center's Eline Hall. And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. We're looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10. For Lake Effect, from listener support at 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. Fresh air comes your way next, so stay tuned.